Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode. Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show, and it's professional.
Okay, listen, this is a cold opening.
Premium Appliance, Mid-Atlantic Southeast.
Yes, yes, yes. Premium Appliance, ladies and gentlemen, at Mid-Atlantic Southeast. This company has been like a family member. Family, definitely family.
They're like a brother.
They're a brother. They're a brother. I mean, Mid-Atlantic.
Personally, I'm closer to them.
Personally, what they have done for us as a community and a podcast.
And they're kind of my father figure as well.
It is a father figure to me. It's more than an oven. It's more than an oven. Mid-Atlantic, it's a family. It's a fam. It's a family.
It's a
fam.
It's a family.
It's
a family.
It's
more than an oven.
It's a family. Say it. It's a family. Did you hear how we all said it together at the same time? And no, that's fucking weird. It's a family. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? No, that's
that
weird. No, that one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why would we all say it like that together? Welcome to the Todd. Here's the deal. There's no show. And that's the truth.
What?
Now, I don't want to say to George Carlin, and then have people think I, because you know I respect to George Carlin. I'm going to try to do something, but I don't know if we can call this a show. I mean, I'm here. Well, why no show, do you ask? Don't we owe them to tell them why there's no show?
I would like to know.
Oh, you really threw me under the bus. Eric had a cancer, and I didn't want him to have to work, but he doesn't want to make a big deal about it. Because just some stuff came up, and I wanted to do the show last night at the Lyric, and we were going to do the podcast on Tuesday, but then I wanted to do that show, and Aristotle couldn't do it on Wednesday. Aristotle, it's his fault. Whoa,
Aristotle,
you were right. He's out to get. You think he's out to get me?
It seems like it.
Sits behind that glass, and who knows what he does back then.
So and Aristotle couldn't do it on Wednesday, so I just thought, you know what? First, I thought I would do it tomorrow night when I get to Minneapolis because I'm going there for at a show at Hopkins Theater, I think it's called. But there's like a festival going on there, And I've only heard good things, and I'm really excited to go. I'm going two nights early. That's how much I want to go and just be around the whole thing. So that answers why no podcast.
Oh, so it's not Aristotle's fault.
No. I mean, well, it's not his fault. I can't just change the date and expect Aristotle to be like, be available all the time. But so we thought we're all sitting around and we're hanging out. Eric is here and Simon's here. Aaron Simon. He's Aaron. He's not Aaron too. The other his name is Aaron Simon. Then we had another Aaron. Now you are the only Aaron. So you are Aaron Simon. You're not Simon. We called you Simon, and I miss calling you Simon. I got
to
be honest.
You can call me Simon if you want.
No.
It's going to be hard not to call him.
It's going to be hard not to. Okay, we can call you Simon?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a real load off. It's a lot of stress I have, you know. Sure, I have the soundboard. But this is, I don't want to overdo it. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get some of the niceties out of the ways. But I don't want to overpreface this. People go, oh, it's a show. Look, I'm not playing with, you know, it's. Do I hope I offer something that you could listen to? Of course. But I can't. This isn't the one where people go, what show? I never listened to the Todd Glass show. What show? Not this one. I mean, this is for people that already listen. You're nice. You go, it was good. It was better than nothing. I'm going to get better than that. But let's just aim for. Let's all set our set your expectations high. Set your expectations high because we're going to give it everything we got. Everything.
Is this episode 299?
I don't know, Eric. Why do we have to fight? I want the show to have drama. Why do we have to fight all the time? What if I get so nervous that I try to put like reality moments into my podcast where it's so obviously fake. Why can't you just sometimes relax and go with the flow?
I was just wanting to know, is this episode 298?
I don't know.
Or is this
Aaron,
a very long explanation?
What if we made it 298 and a half?
Oh, shut up with your 298 and a half. Why would you do that? 298 and a half. What are we on? The Price is Right? 298 and a half.
It's simple.
Why
math.
Do you do that? Simple math. Why you bring math problems to a fun game? You and your math. Always
math
doing
fun.
The math.
Math can just
walking around math. Doing
so
the math. Why do you need to do the math? Always
no.
doing the math.
You're ruining this idea, Eric.
No, don't ruin an idea, Eric.
Sorry.
I mean, this is still a professional show. Sorry. We can't just... It's not just a shit fest. I mean, if you want to be a bit ruiner, go down and get a job at the Bit Ruiners Association. I love that Eric has his soundboard, and I have an iPad. Eric has the computer, which we brought out just to play Mid-Atlantic.
Premium.
And they're not loud. You're
more than an oven.
Yeah,
family.
It's more than an oven. It's a family. No one's going to negate that. And when they and by the way, do I want an oven from them? Okay, let's. No one likes a liar, right? No one likes a liar. I want to make sure we're recording this. Is this being recorded?
Yeah, it's being recorded.
All right. Why do you talk like not normal? Yeah, it's being recorded. And where's the? I want to see the part that records it. Oh, there you go. Thank you. And I didn't mean to yell. If there was a tone in my voice, it was because I'm nervous. Because I heard Blake Wexler listens to the podcast. You know?
Lots of laughs, lots of fun, lots of stuff for everyone. Gather around your radio for the Todd Glass Show. Your radio will have a blast listening to his podcast. It's time to start, so here we go. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
Wow. It is an honor to hear those jingles for everybody. I just want you to know it's an honor for me too. Every week I'm blessed because there is a God, ladies and gentlemen. There is a God, and the God I know, the God that I know that makes me feel great is the God of Jingle Joe. This is because, you know, a lot of people, they don't have, you know, their own, maybe something like...
a deity?
Well, you know what? I can't even find one of his now. That's how embarrassing it is. Because he didn't do any.
Don't be
Yeah. Nobody likes a dumbbell. We're not going to get out of control, although I should tell you my neck is numb and I haven't been able to lift it for 20 minutes. But enjoy the show. I'll still do it. No, you're probably all wondering where my head is. Explain to the viewers what my head is. I don't want them to think I'm lying. Swear to God, what to explain my head?
I think you had a stroke.
There's no muscle.
No.
I'm talking normal.
Side of your body, there's not.
Where's my face fallen next to my arm? Explain it.
Your face is laying on your shoulder.
Thank you. Like there's no. So there's got to be something going on. But I will do the podcast.
Should we take a break?
No, stop. Stop. Stop.
Can you feel that?
No. All I feel my head is.
You're talking normal, though.
I am talking normal because my face feels like it went through a wringer. My neck is stretched out and it's in pain and it's burning. But I want to know. Oh, see there, I shouldn't have said it. Can I tell you why and you'll never guess? Now it's going to look like, oh, poor Todd. No, it's not woe is me. I mean, listen to me. I sound great. It feels like there's a heavy weight at the, like if you took someone's head and you stretched it out like taffy, their neck.
Yeah.
Then you drape that over their shoulder. But then you put the regular head at the end of it. It's heavy. So when I talk, it's hard. I mean, I'm not my to keep because you notice my head is sideways.
Yeah, I did notice.
It's
that.
A fight to keep the word because I, you know.
You're really enunciating right now.
I'm really enunciating.
Wow.
So just everybody picture it that way, and then let's do the podcast. No more complaining. Okay. So, all right, Joe. I just wanted to say thank you because I heard you've been down in the dumps. What did the lady make you sleep in the sofa? That's how people used to talk. So anyway, how are you doing, Simon?
Good.
Simon is here. Aaron Simon. He's I'm Aaron back. Simon. He's back. That's exciting. So excited to have you back. Right?
I'm excited.
This is a real show, people. Don't forget it. In 30 seconds, how's your grandmother? No, you don't have to answer that. That sounds like I'm asking like we might be seeing each other. Does she listen to the podcast?
I mean, if you want her to.
No.
Watch it now. It's your grandma.
If there's something you two should be, if this is the, you know, the airwaves of this show bring you two closer together. No, I think it's better we're just friends. So I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast and get her feelings hurt.
She's going to be kind of disappointed.
She might get her feelings hurt. It's not her. Trust me. Believe me. The way she had that big dinner.
Well, then what is it?
Well, I just, I don't know how to tell you, but it's not her, per se, let's say.
Well, then what's the problem? She's a wonderful lady.
Well, I mean, there's something I never told you guys, because it's always been a little uncomfortable, but, I mean, maybe now, you know, I mean, maybe I should tell you, but it's hard, so I just beating around
dying?
The bush.
You're sick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's sad.
No, I'm, let's put it this way. It's not her.
Oh, you're seeing someone else.
Well,
another woman?
Maybe it's not a woman I'm looking for.
Because you already found her. Who is she?
Oh, no. See, you guys are making it hard.
Who is she, Todd?
You guys are making it hard. You guys are making it hard.
I have a guess who she is.
No, you guys stop with the she back and forth.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's his grandma. I think it's my grandma.
It's somebody else.
I think it's the neighbor.
Oh, my God.
I see how he looks at her sometimes when she pulls out her trash cans. But you're right.
Two idiots that take no clue. That's the sketch this should be called. Two idiots that don't take a clue. Well, no, I return to the scene. Well, no, guys, I mean, I just, look, it's not that.
Oh, you're going away somewhere?
No, it's just, I don't want your grandmother to get the wrong idea.
Is it because she's so old?
Oh, stop it already.
Todd, if that's it, that's really shallow.
No, it's.
Todd, is that it?
Guys,
you look really guilty.
Guys, I know people with 30-year age gaps. No, you meet someone you love. Love finds love. Yeah, I don't put age restrictions. At least those, you know, obviously there'd be someone if they were a certain age and a certain age. But no, when it's two consenting adults, then, you know, no. It's not
Jewish.
That. No, stop.
Todd.
Guys, I'm going to have to spit it out because you're accusing me of, and I know you're doing it, you know, because you're good friends, but,
run, 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 run from
John, John.
Come on, that's
it. Oh, John. That bit was working. No, that's... I can't believe John Brandt Wagner. Yeah, that's rude. That's for when we need it.
I thought you were better than that.
No, John. John Brandt Wagner. Why are you being so rude?
I don't know. I don't give a shit.
Oh, that attitude is horrible. Horrible attitude.
Come on.
Fuck it. I'm going to fuck it.
Oh, that's... You can. Horrible attitude.
What does that even mean?
Thank you. What does that even mean? He just curses. You know why? Because he thinks it's cool. So anyway, we're going to go back to the bit. John, that's for when we need it. That's for when we are thinking, hey, we need help.
I forgot what it was.
Oh, I remember what it was, and I'm glad I remembered because I'm a professional.
Yeah, because John over here almost ruined it.
Yeah. The bit was... I'm trying to tell you about my lifestyle, but you guys don't take the hint. You're positive I like ladies. Well, we'll go back to the bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so, I think, okay, here we go. So, and now back to the bit. Oh, he likes it. No, he likes it. Okay, so back to the bit. It was a great bit.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, no, I want to be honest with you guys. I think you're saying a lot of things that are accusatory, so I better just spit it out. Let me just spit it out. I do not care for, not a friend.
She's a really good friend.
No, I don't.
My grandma is a great friend. Why would you say that about her?
I said that, you're not listening, except to be a friend. I would need a woman to be a friend. But I don't like women romantically. I don't like women romantically.
What, you just want to fuck
That's
them?
Not romantic.
Well, now you guys. That is not romantic. It's not that. It's not of any interest to me. Any interest at all. Nothing at all. It's not. I'm not romantic with...
You're interesting.
That's really misogynistic.
Guys, no, that... You guys... Okay. I'm going to have to say the word. I'm going to have to say the word because you guys are really... I could end this if I would just get over my embarrassment here. It's so stupid.
Are you
going to
say the N-word?
No. Oh, my God. I feel like... Oh, no, it's not that bad. It's stupid.
Seems
you
like
get
that's
this.
Where you're headed.
No, of course not. In a second,
well,
you're going to feel
you
stupid.
About?
Okay, it's stupid. By the way, in some worlds,
you think his grandma's stupid.
No, come on, guys. You really
listen, Todd.
Okay, I know. No. I'm trying to tell you something, and I know it's stupid because it shouldn't be.
Todd.
I don't like girls.
Well,
what?
I don't like girls. Not. I don't like them sexually. I don't like women. I'm not into them. I don't like, I don't like girls in a romantic way.
What are you trying to say?
You're really, not communicating very clearly.
Okay. I am... Whew. I mean, I think you guys know, and maybe if you're just making me say it, good for you. Because... It is silly. You get this thing caught up in your head, and then it's very hard to unwind out of. Everyone, so I'm going to just need to say it. I don't like... I mean, I'm going to have to just say it.
That's fine.
I know.
If you don't like his grandma, you don't have to say that.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. It sounds so vulgar. To what I'm going to say, but I just have to say it. I have to just spit it out and end it. And we're all going to realize there's no hatred going on here. There's no judgment. I'm not a sexist. I could see why you think it. But I'm just going to go out and say it. I don't like pussy. If that's the slang you guys need to hear.
Oh, that's harsh on the ears.
Well, of course it is. I thought it's what you were thinking. I thought it's your world. I'm trying to go into your world because I'm just one word I'm afraid to say.
Yeah. That was your
okay,
reason.
Listen.
You're not a sexist because you don't like pussy.
I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. I mean, it's not even a big deal. It's so fucking stupid. I'm gay.
Oh.
So do you?
You?
Yeah. So that's why I don't like his grandmother. Now do you understand what I'm saying? You read me loud and clear? Because I just said it.
I thought I had it for a second.
Oh, come on. What do you mean you thought I had it? You repeat what I said in your head over and over again, and you'll figure it out. Don't make me sit here and, you know, I sound like a lunatic.
I thought we were friends.
Thought we were friends. Wait, why is this going in that direction?
Because you should be able to take the time to explain it to me.
Okay, you're right, you're right. I am a... You know what? When you break it down...
You just said it, you're happy.
I'm happy, I'm a ha. I'm a ha ha.
You're a Harvard.
No, I'm a...
You're a...
What am I? I've been Costello now with my... with this very... all right. Wow. I love it that you still don't know. He says it. Oh, no. We know you don't like girls. You know, you're like, you guys like are so dumb. Woman. You go, you like a woman. Exactly. What do you call that? A show that we just did? I say we bookend this. We're not done yet. I hope you're having a good time. What do we got up on the board?
Vanilla ice cream and a chocolate chip cone.
What? I want it. Get it for me now, mommy.
Vanilla ice cream.
That's Eddie Pepitone. That's me doing Eddie. Hold on. Here's how I would want to see Eddie do Eddie. If I was directing him in a movie, I would do this line read, but then I'd ask him to do it. He basically did it, but I would go even further. This is Eddie Pepitone. Then I hire him to do it, and it's a scene in the movie where he's listening to this commercial.
Vanilla ice cream and a chocolate.
I want it! I want it now! I want vanilla ice cream! I don't get anything in life!
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, it starts over every time. Oh, I have to do it down here. And I'm already exhausted, so I don't want to do the bit. So anyway, I need a court stenographer. Somebody has to, in L.A., I want to do the podcast where we bring a court stenographer on. Tell, maybe somebody find a court stenographer. Maybe you know them. Say, we'll advertise them on the show. Will that bring them any business? No, I can't lie. How about that? That proves I'm honest. I thought about it as I was saying it, otherwise
where
I wouldn't have brought it up.
Is a court stenographer working besides the court and for you?
Or it could be someone that could type lightning quick. No, I mean, it would have to be people that are listening know what I'm talking about.
Oh, so someone you don't out there, want someone to show up with one of the little machines.
Well, if they, I always did before this, but now I'm thinking that it could be someone. Look, like Chris Burden was a good typer, but I'm talking even better than him, and that guy could fucking.
Yeah.
You know, he was
pretending.
I thought he would be pretending sometimes. I looked over every single word. He got exactly right what I was telling him. He was like, he didn't even have to look at the screen. He would just be like, you know, when I first, well, it's a long story. Anyway, so let's bookend this. By the way, this wine, whatever it is, I like it. I don't drink wine maybe 3 times a year, if that, just in sentiment. If a bottle opens up somewhere, you know, and I do the sentiment of having a wine, and then I sip it a little, but tonight I'm slurping at that. No, I don't want to glorify. You know what's so funny? Glorifying, you can talk about drugs in a fun way, but you don't want to. Sometimes when people glorify drinking too much, especially as they mature, you sometimes can go, oof, you shouldn't be glorifying it anymore. That doesn't mean you don't like to have one of those nights. You just wear it a little differently. But with pot, I think you should be. Look, people should do whatever they want. I'm just saying, sometimes when I hear it. But I don't mean if somebody did mushrooms and they all got silly. I love to hear about that. But for some reason...
You just get to a certain point where alcoholism or having a problem in general isn't cutesy anymore.
Right. Like my mom's friend said once, her husband was like one of these guys who drank once a year. You know, not even that. He just eat, and he had some drinks and he was putting up the tree and it fell on him. So I remember her telling my parents this story a long time ago. And it was funny. Yes, that was funny because he doesn't normally do it. Every Christmas have the fall tree fall on you? Not funny at all.
Yeah.
Coming home a little drunk, you never drink, the tree falls on you, you don't want to wake the kids. That's a funny story.
It happened 3 nights in a row.
Not a good problem. then you have a problem, right? But I think we know what I'm talking about. I don't even need to say it. With my audience, they understand. Yes. Okay, so hold on. Here's what we're going to do. I don't know how long we can make these, but, so, you know what I mean? Like, every one that we do, we'll do them in, like, 20-minute increments. But I still got some juice in me. I'm enjoying, I have to do something on the second part of the show. You know what we have to do? Something that is worthwhile. something that is good advice for the. How about the quotes?
Yeah, we could do the quotes.
Oh, okay. So we have some Mr. Rogers quotes that Vinny gave us. They were in a calendar. Vinny. Ike. He doesn't get any. He hasn't paid his drop his name bill. No, we charge people like Vinny. Vinny.
You have to pay your bill, Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny didn't pay his bill. And so we don't get to, you know, we used to do the thing. I mean, I'll do a little bit, but we can't do it because, look, I'll be honest, it's $100. People pay a premium package, and we say your name a lot. So, like right now, Vinny was paid up. He'd hear this. Hey, Vinny, 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 Vinny. Vinny, Vinny, Vinny. No, that's all. Normally, we do that for like 3 minutes. But not now. Now it's like this. No, nothing. So get that bill paid. I think this show is fun.
I enjoy it.
Is that wrong to say it?
No.
So we're gonna take a little break. Whatever we do. I like to look at these like 20-minute segments of an evening.
Mm.
20-minute segments of an evening. Maybe we'll just have one more. Maybe we'll have another 10-minute segment. And then we'll have an 8-minute segment. We'll do whatever we want, whatever we're feeling. But right now, we talked, we did some stuff. Right, it's a little segment. Then when we come back, you know what you're going to hear us saying? Hey, you stuck around for segment two. That's exactly the way it's going to open. Just be ready for that. And then you're going to get it. You're going to love it. It's going to be as welcoming as you think. You think you don't want to hear what we do in segment two?
Wait, what are we supposed to say?
We're going to go, hey, you came around. You met us over in segment two. Sure, because they did. They're going to be. We're going to meet on the other side of this. Sure, now.
In segment two. Yeah,
we're going to meet. Are you going to be over there?
I'm going to be there.
You know what? You don't have to be somewhere necessarily. It's all the way you look at it. I get it. Sometimes you'll say something and somebody will say, well, yeah, of course. That's just the way you look at it. Of course. But you really can look at something differently. You're not trying to pretend it's telepathic or different levels. It's just different, cleaner ways to really. You think of. Hold on, I'll get my thought out. You know where I'm going with this?
No.
Sometimes the way you look at something can make something you already do more enjoyable, like meeting on the other side. Like you can create that where you're like, we will be over there, and even in spirit, and I'm going to remember to say, wow, look at you. You came over. And they're going to feel so good. So I'm just saying, if you think you're not going to want to listen, we're going to be so nice. I can see it, Eric, and I can see it. They're like, they can't wait to welcome you and make you feel good and say nice things about you. There's no way you ain't going over and listening to this. We're going to see you over there. It's going to be very exciting. Pull your pants off. Yeah, I was really trying that hypnosis. Pull your pants off. People, I was in my house, I pulled my pants off. Todd Glass is doing something through the energies of the podcast. Pull your top out. Pull your top off. Do something.
Pull your top
out. Shake that. So anyway, here we go. So we're gonna come back, and then we're going to read some Mr. Rogers things. Oh, it's going to be so much. How do you get this to go? There you go. I wanted to close out, you know, something like nice. But what do we have? What's this? Part one of the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Wow. Listen to the texture.
Hey,
gooba, 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 gooba. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, yo.
This is cool. Gooba, 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 gooba! Ha, 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 ha!
Ha, 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 ha!
Wow.
Ew.
Oh, right? You stuck around. You came over to part two. Wow.
Welcome to the other side.
Can't believe you made it.
Wow. This is the world that I'm talking about.
We're all here now.
We're all here. It doesn't matter physically. We're not trying to, but there we are here in the energy. So why can't we put us all in a room together? But we all met. Look at that person over there. That person's over there. Right? And I'm talking about, how about this? Even if we exclude people that aren't listening at the same time, I'm talking just in Florida, in China, in Cleveland, in New York, in Minneapolis, Australia, even Germany. Right now, listening. And guess what? Within the same 5 minutes, I'm really breaking it down. do it on your own. I don't got time for math. But we're all here meeting back on the other side. We said it's like we're teleported. We're all hanging out. You could reach out and touch someone next to you that's not even next to you. You know, I'll give you an example of what I was trying to say before and I got a little lost. You know, what my mom says when she goes, I went back to some of the homes, she'll say she'll be lying in bed and she goes, and I did a, what's it called? A walkthrough, a virtual walkthrough. There you go. That's just thinking of your old house. But it's not. The verbiage now, since she said that, since she goes, I take a virtual tour. Yeah,
in her head.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In her head. Now, what is the difference between that and in my mind, how it crispened up something for me? Before that, I would think of a house. I would think, oh, yeah, maybe I'd think of a room if it happened to be in the memory that I had of a dog and being in the living room, or a tree being set up, or the kitchen and something happened that I remember. Other than that, you know.
You were taught a new way of thinking.
Help me out. What am I talking about?
When you think about a house, you think about it a certain way. And who told you about a virtual tour?
Oh, my mom.
Your mom.
Thank you. So when I think of it, yeah, it was just I think of things, but they have to do with by what went on in the room. That happens to be with that story. That's where we're back. But I don't ever just start in one house. And ever since he said that, I did. I went into the living room. I went around. I went into the kitchen. And yeah, it's just it is a different thing, and it is more enjoyable, and it's also weird that you can do that in a weird way. Does that make sense? And you think, well, that's just thinking of your house. No, it's a little different. I get it's just thoughts, but it's more like you're making a video out of it, and it's you're going through the whole thing every time. Go in, like I went into the walk-in closet that I had. I don't mean to brag. Me and my brother Corey shared a room. We had a walk-in closet. We made it like an office. We were in sixth grade. Anyway, we had an office. We had a desk, you know. We had the clothes hanging up. So I don't know what type of office we were running, but it certainly was better than any of our friends had. I don't mean to brag. But anyway, so you just look at it like a little differently. So just like we're meeting here, that's what the point is. We're all hanging out. You could tickle somebody in Virginia right now if you wanted. All right, I'm having a nervous breakdown. Can you guys just stare at me anymore and make me feel horrible?
Oh, I was just sorry. I'm stoned and I was trying to figure out what you were saying.
I know. So was I. Isn't that funny? We have a lot in common. We have a lot in common.
You just want to preface so much, you could go to that.
I got it. I got most of it out. Hey, remember we were talking about Mitch Hedberg's joke about, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. So we were saying the other night, I used to steal from the grocery store. I still do, but I used to, too. Just nonstop.
Out of the candy bins?
Yeah, I used to steal money from kids. Well, I used to. I still do. But I used to, too. For anything it applies. I used to cheat on my wife. Well, I still do. But I used to, too. So anyway, I thought that would be a lot of fun. You guys really jumped in.
That'd be a good way to tell your wife.
It was your bit. I was giving homage to Eric, the bit they started off the air.
What was the original context of it?
It was I was just saying it to that, like whenever we thought of something negative, to just put that spin on it.
But how did that? How did we think of that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
As like a way of actually telling someone about.
No, it just became a way to do Mitch's bit and give him homage to it because it's like his was just. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. Then we're like, I used to steal UNICEF money. Well, I still do, but I used to too. It's great, you know. I used to be honest, I would date an elder woman for a year and a half and just take her money. I used to do that. I still do, but I used to too.
So you're using it as confessional.
Yeah, I still do.
Was her last name Simon?
What do you have to be rude for?
I'm just saying.
Hooking up with his grandma?
Well, it's not a funny joke, to be honest. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. I'll tell you why it's uncomfortable, Aaron, and I shouldn't tell you.
More.
But, no, I shouldn't. I shouldn't tell you because I know it'll upset you. She winked at me a lot when we were there. So for me, it's not a bit.
Because
she pinned me in the corner. And she said...
Which corner?
When I went into the kitchen to get a candy bar, she pinned me in the corner. And she goes, I don't want to be disrespectful. She did it like a woman in a movie that wanted what she wanted. And I said, Mrs.
Like she had one leg up.
She had the... The rolling pin, and she had me cornered.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
All right, listen.
Simon.
I miss it. I don't like doing those bits. So welcome back to the other side. We're going to wrap it up. But we have this for you, and just enjoy this. Please soak this in. I can't preface it how much I think. And then we're going to read some Mr. We're going to have it. Then we'll read some Mr. Roger quotes, and then we'll call it a night. Now, what do you think? Do we call that a show? Do we call it not a show? Why don't we not worry about it? Why, Aristotle? Sure, call it a show. What do I care? Celebrating our 300th show, it doesn't have to be the actual 300th show. It can be with three shows. Eddie Pepitone ain't going to listen. Wow. What?
And I bet you'll be podcasting for 300 more.
Wow.
Other shows are freaking out because Todd's a real interviewer.
Is this true?
And I can't remember what I listened to.
I can't remember what I said.
What would we do, baby?
Without who? Oh, is it wrong I'm dancing along to my own song? This is my God. What would we do without Todd? Sure, it makes me feel good. Shut up. Wow. 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 That is something else.
You were just slow dancing with a mop.
Well, you know what? Why don't you keep your big mouth shut? And I don't mean to yell at you.
Your head was still on your shoulder.
I know, my head. By the way, thank you for bringing that up. Because I don't complain about it. I just want to do a show for the people. The fact that my head is stretched out like taffy, my neck part, and it's draped over down my shoulder, and my head is drooping on the side, I'm still doing a show. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. Stop picking this. You're killing me. Oh, my God. He's picking pieces of paper like a lunatic, like a crazy banshee wolverine. We'd like to say welcome to the other side. We're going to do this, which is Mr. Rogers inspired. Then we're going to read some good Mr. Roger quotes. I think these are things he said, or they're things that he gives homage to. I think they're things he said. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, they're just thoughts. I you know, they're just great thoughts. I think they are. Right?
You'll be mine.
Oh, it's so fun.
So good.
Can I tell you something to George Carlin? I think the reason I love that so much, I already love Eddie Pepitone. Like, it's just, you know, it's always the best for me. And if he knew how funny he was, maybe he wouldn't drive him. Because, like, to me, it's like, well, maybe he does know how funny he is.
I think he's got to know.
I hope he does. I hope he feels funny, because fuck, he is. But anyway, no, not to, I know he doesn't listen to the show. Otherwise, I'd edit it out. Well, I don't want the word getting out. What are you doing over there with all your, So, well, folks, why don't you read some of those?
Okay.
Really give it your all. Want some music in the background?
Absolutely.
You do? I like that you do.
Do you have any jazz?
Well, you know, I don't know if I do, to be honest. But I think what I do have is maybe this. Nope.
This is cool.
I don't want it to have words. Okay. Nice and loud!
Love, I feel quite certain, is at the root of all healthy discipline.
Okay. How about if I hand them to you? Was this that one? What did he say? Yeah. Do you remember?
Love... something, something is at the root of every healthy.
Okay, after every one, I'm going to maybe ask a question, so listen up, everybody. Yeah, sorry, I turned it into a little quiz.
Okay. For all parents, the birth of a child means that life will never be the same again, and each new child forces changes and reorderings of old relationships. Our pleasures and pains are now bound up in someone else's life, someone else's needs, experiences, feelings, triumphs, and misfortunes, and bound more closely than they ever have been before.
Thank you. But by the way, you just read something that was for me to tell my mom. And that's not a Mr. Rogers quote. That is. Wouldn't that be funny if that was true? You're like, thank you. By the way, can I tell you the truth? And I love Mr. Rogers. I really do. I just had too much fresh air to take it in. Because whatever he says is usually very profound. I didn't. I'd rather be honest. Because if you're listening to it, you would take something in. I'd rather be honest as opposed to then just act like, oh, no, because someone that's paying attention probably, whatever he has to say has something, a nugget of greatness, no matter what he says. And I was too lost to find it. Or we found out Mr. Rogers is a moron tomorrow, and that's going to be upsetting. See, I have a sense of humor that he would get. Of course he would. Wow, wouldn't you want Mr. Rogers to be proud of you? Wouldn't that mean the world to you?
He is. He said it every...
He did say he was proud. He did say he was proud. Let's maybe try one more. Wow, it's a lot of words.
Yeah, there are some shorter ones on there, though.
What am I, a moron? It's a lot of words. Okay, go ahead.
There is much more to independence than learning to master new skills. One of the most important parts of independence is learning to form new relationships with other people. Mr. Rogers.
Wow, it's so true. That's a really true good point, that that is independence, because otherwise it'll... If you don't breed that, figure out how to breed this and feed what he just said, you end up being a person that can make a lot of excuses.
Put that one on the fridge.
Put that one on the fridge. That's the truth. Yeah, if the opposite of that is making excuses.
True.
That's saying, you know, sort of what we talked about earlier today. Do you want to read that?
Sure. How each one of us comes to feel about our individual uniqueness has a strong influence on how we feel about everyone's uniqueness, whether we grow into adults who rejoice in the diversity of the world's people or into adults who fear and resent that diversity. Oh. That is hard to digest.
Can you explain what he just said? I want to see in real time, everybody. That's why we fly around here. We're doing it in real time. No, I want you to read that, because I bet there's something there, too. I understood the other one.
I think he's saying, like, depending on how much of an ego you have, like, depending how much you think you're unique, you'll either develop into an adult who rejoices in the diversity of people, but is, like, able to see that we're all, like, kind of the same and you're not that unique, or you'll turn into the type of adult who has fear and resent of that diversity.
Right.
Resentment of that diversity. Did that make sense?
Yes. Not for me now, but you know what? People listening are in a different mindset than I am right now. I don't want to keep repeating it, but I think it's worth, even if there's one that I'm like, I little bit understand it. The one before that, I totally understood. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We don't have to, because for anybody else, it's frustrating. Like, Todd, it's very easy to understand what he said. Or again, we find out Mr. Rogers has decided to throw around nonsense. See, I have a sense of humor about it. I joke around. I don't want people to think I'm a holy roller.
The kind of sense of humor he would like.
The kind of sense of humor he would like. Do you think he would like me? Okay, go ahead.
This one's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird? Go ahead, let me hear what weird is.
Isn't it amazing?
Nothing's weird, by the way. Just things you're not familiar with.
True.
Nothing's weird. Nobody wants to be described as weird. Right? I'm not really lecturing you. I actually remind myself that, too. But that's okay. Cuckoo!
Isn't it amazing how much we bring of who we've been to whatever we do today? And that happens all through life.
How much it really we bring. Does. Say that again. Read that again.
Isn't it amazing how much we bring of who we've been to whatever we do today? And that happens all through life.
Wow, I love the way you read it. Here, now I'm loving these. Go ahead, let me hear another one.
One of the most essential ways of saying I love you is by careful listening. Listening with the ear of the heart. And that's in quotes.
Wow, Mr. Rogers.
See, I'm going to keep this one for my fridge.
Do you remember the documentary? And I've talked about it before. By the way, there was a Mr. Rogers marathon on, and I have not partaken in it yet. But I was aware of it. Someone made me aware of it through an email. And Twitter. And so that's awesome and necessary. And then obviously I'm reading these things here, which are great Mr. Rogers quotes, but I know there was a marathon. And then there's that band, Mr. Rogers and
the Make-Believe Friends?
Make-Believe Friends? We said the name wrong so many times. But not anymore, folks. Not anymore. We're not saying the name wrong anymore. So the buck stops here. I took responsibility for what happened, and I'm high up in corporate as you can go. It was disrespectful. Yes, I do hope that people that helped me on the show put the information in front of me in a way, but who am I to trust a wrong writing of something? I read it. I take for granted that people, because these people spend a lot of time, and they send something in with a lot of love that we love. It's not a matter of how we receive it. We hear that song. We're like, you hear how fucking good this is? We love listening to it. And then I would hope that people around me would write the information down. But properly, not completely wrong. Now, in the event that there's a mistake, yes, I step in. I take responsibility. I should double check this. It's my fault. 100%, I take the blame. I should know that people are not competent like me. Now, here's the problem. Do you want to know the problem?
Well, that's not the problem.
That's not what happened. That's why I...
That's not what happened. Here's what happened. I just said it wrong. And I didn't want to take responsibility, so I made this cock and bull story about... I'm lost.
But in the story, you were taking responsibility.
I was, but I really wasn't. It was the joke. I was trying to do a bit. It got exhausting. I felt like I wanted to die. I'm so glad to be out of that bit.
Oh, he said you didn't know. I was like, I know.
You mean during that bit, Simon goes, Aaron goes, does he know this bit isn't working? And I go, I think you knew. You said you knew. He knows. He's sweating. That's why there's flop sweat. Even on a no-show show, I like there to be. You know what? Even this is a no-show, but it still has to be something. I still wanted to add value to people's lives. You know, what else do they?
Maybe
they don't.
It can be episode two.
I do. I would hope. And a half. Thank you. And I would hope that. Why wouldn't you want to add value to somebody's life? And I don't want to just ramble into a phone like a lunatic. Tell me if I have trouble. Is it just the sound of my own voice I want to hear? Please email me with your suggestions. Do I need help? Wow, guess what? We're going to say goodbye. Mid-Atlantic Appliance Premium Location. Nope, that's how I'm going to read it until I get my oven here to the house. Here's why I think they should send me a free oven. All I'm going to do is talk about it. How even it cooks. You know how I know? There's a reason I want an appliance from them. I have a friend that got an appliance from them. That's how I became aware of them.
Never burnt food again.
Never burnt food again. And I don't want to say, it's a lot of pressure. People that I know, and I know maybe 100 people that have bought a Mid-Atlantic appliance or the regional... I can't say the name fully until there is some sort of deal. That's why I'm mumbling it. Normally, I would be saying the full name every time I talk about it, as when I get it. But for legal reasons, and Chris Hardwick, they say at one point, you can't talk about the appliance unless you have one. It's not a matter of that you get a free appliance. Yes, is that an upshot? Is that a bonus? Yes, it is. But the truth of the matter is, when we talk about things, we want people to know that we use those appliances. We're not just full of shit. Now, yes, I do know I've heard nothing but bad things. Matter of fact, people raving. My brother-in-law called me yesterday, 2 hours on the phone, talking about the appliance he got from there. And that's a true story. I want to talk about it more. I can't until a truck pulls up in front of my house and gives me the wolf-looking range. Let me tell you something. The Wolf Range wants to look like the appliance I got there. I can't legally say the name of it. But you're talking about some appliances that look like what? You know when they do the redos on the home, they always...
Premium appliance.
Premium. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Thank you. Show an appliance the respect it deserves. Do you care about appliances?
Yeah, love appliances.
No, you don't.
Would you just buy a...
What do you mean? Would you buy an average appliance?
I mean, if it was cheap, yeah.
Oh.
Well, then you're a moron. At least we're honest in our commercials. It's not a commercial. It actually isn't. Anyway, listen, I'm going to read one more. We have to say goodbye. It's always look at the bright side of life. Always look at the bright side of life. When life can get you jello and you don't eat no bello, well, and always look on the... I don't know how to end the show. It's not easy coming up with a... I just thought that might be silly, but you guys didn't... I don't want to throw
it... How can we do that along with you? I have no idea.
Can we try? Can we try? Okay, I know how to do it. Let's get the song on the phone, and then we'll try to close with that. Okay, that's what we'll do. We'll pull the song up, and then we'll close. We'll close like this. Next thing you hear is us, is part three. We'll meet you over there. Seriously, we'll meet you over there. It's going to be so much fun for the closer. Some things in love are bad. Welcome over to this side.
when you're chewing on last gristle.
Don't grumble. Give a whistle.
What?
And this will help things turn out for the best.
And
always look on the bright side of life.
Always look on the bright side of life.
If life seems rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing.
When you're feeling in the dumps,
don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Always look at the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd.
And that's the final word. You must always face the curtain with the bow.
Boom!
Forget about your sin. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Always look on the bright
side of death.
Boom, boom! Yeah. Bum boom, be boom, be boom. Bum boom, bum boom, be bum, be bum, boom, be bum.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke.
It's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Please look at the bright side of life.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. Not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like.
Nerdist.com